Hey, hey, come catch this wave with the Fix Squad. The fix is in. I'm Mr. Soul. I'm tuning in. What you doing?
Got him. Look, real hip-hop revealed that it fits. Pure, you can feel it in the mix. Finally stop pushing the culture forward. This is it. Proceed at your own risk. Got him. Beats, bars, and life, giving them truth in it. Screaming revolution when only a few minutes. My sentiments exactly everything that we do clutch. Another reason to turn the volume up. Sheesh, know what we stand on. Solid ground where we land. Say it's no use, the culture was out of hand. But now out of reach, we gotta stick to the plan. Dark days for the sunshine. And it good news, I'm proof that it's living. Yeah, revolving the art, the shot go with it. Keep it a beast on the block, don't miss it. Welcome
to the city, stand up. James left, but the king still reigns here. No tears, no love lost, no rain here. Delivers, I promise, Santa rain here. Love for the city still resides here. Fix for your ailment, faith that resides outside the lines. Detox your mind, cause it matters. Art outside the box, we paste better. The fix is in, and we rock a channel. We rock with them for what's deep within. Expose those who talk but don't live. Expose those who talk but don't live. Take offense. Judge by the fruit from the tree. But if the fruit tastes like the streets, and money is the fruit that they speak, so tell me whose face do they see? Repeat. Take offense. Judge by the fruit from the tree. But if the fruit tastes like the streets, and money is the fruit that they seek, so tell me whose face do they seek?
Yes, sir. You're now tuned in to The Fix, your source of faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry, right here on Sirius XM, channel 154, Holy Culture Radio. It's your boy DJ Focus checking in.
And it's your girl Dice Gamble in the building checking in on this thirsting for the Lord and His righteousness Thursday. Whoop, whoop. It's the new Friday. Time to wake up, y'all.
Go ahead. Listen, this sounds like a TikTok video. Go ahead. You got a TikTok video over there.
Got a TikTok going.
Yeah.
I'm just excited.
No, it is. We're always excited to wake up another day. We don't take it for granted because, like we always say, you know, somebody went on to heaven last night. So,
yeah, they did.
He still got us here. He still has us here for a purpose. We will continue to seek and walk in our purpose and continue to be used. I think we downplay the being a vessel that needs to be used when we talk about everything in the faith. We don't talk about that enough. So, yes, listen, me and Dice ain't got it all together, but we thank y'all for waking up with us this morning and listening to us. And we pray that we are a blessing to you guys each and every day. We really want to salute to all our listeners. You guys are like amazing. You guys listen to us every morning, and we pray that we're being a blessing to y'all. Continue to give us the feedback on social media through email. We definitely appreciate y'all for listening, commenting on our posts, liking and stuff, subscribing to our YouTube channel, following us on all our social media platforms. Listen, we couldn't do it without you guys. So we just want to salute to all of our fans, all of our listeners. Even though, you know, Dice and I, we ain't nobody special. We just really vessels. God is the one who shows up each and every morning, and He works through us. So I put that in y'all spirit because I want y'all to have that same attitude when you guys work into the workplace this morning as you're getting ready and getting your kids together and you're kissing your spouse before they walk out the door. Listen, continue to show the love of Christ. I think that'll help us to, you know, do a few things that God has called us to do.
Right. Just a few things.
Once again, you're tuned into The Fix, and of course, our mission is to expose the culture to positive but relevant music that keeps Jesus Christ at the center of the message. Our spiritual detox today features a Motown gospel recording artist. When I tell you, he sang some of that soul. We're going to get our brother Gene Moore on the line and talk with him about everything he got dope going on. His latest EP is still running up the Billboard charts, and he working on new music.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about a little bit of that. And this real talk conversation, Dice, want to, you know, it's thirsty for the Lord Thursday. I know.
Yeah,
so Dice, want to make sure, you know, you guys are spending your time well. So how are you spending your time? Are you spending your time well? Who are you spending your time with? That's our real talk conversation.
That's right.
We're going to dive into it. Dice going to go. You already know she's about to go hard. So you might as well get your Bible out, start praying. Start warning the spirit, because you might have to leave some people alone after the day. Have to leave them alone. Delete their number from your phone. Stop calling them. They ain't good for you.
That part. Yeah, we're going to talk about it today. This is the most important thing that we have on this earth, other than like love. And of course, Jesus, is time. That's it. So how you spending it is affecting every single aspect of your soul. So we're going to dig deep today. And hey, listen, we're going to just give you some tips. You're going to get some tips today, maybe a few reminders. And like you said, focus if you are led of the Spirit of the Living God to let some folk go. Today is the day. So maybe you tweet them now and let them go after it's over.
Please do. Listen, news, we got to talk about it. Dove nominations are out, Dice, huh?
Man, Church Close 4, Lecrae has been nominated for Rap Hip Hop Album of the Year, along with Sunday and Lagos, Limo Blaze, along with Everyone Loves a Comeback Story, Our Brother, Social Club Misfits, and then also Treat by Stephen Malcolm, New Hollywood by What Up RG, and I'm trying to tell you, I don't even know who's going to win that one. I God bless whoever is trying to judge that. I might as well go and get about 5-4 awards ready.
Right.
And you get an award. No, but we have some really, really good, artists in each and every one of these categories. I mean,
Scooty Wop. How about Scooty Wop? Scooty Wop made it. Yeah,
Scooty Wop in there?
Spin Back. Song of the Year.
Yeah, I'm not going to get this. That's just the upset. It's just too many goats in that category. I mean, this is what we do. You know, it's the same thing with your contemporary gospel recorded song of the year. New Day with Blanca and Jacqueline. Your World, Jonathan McReynolds. Miracles, Kiara Sheard and Pastor Mike Jr. Bless Me, Maverick City and Kurt Franklin. And Get Up, Ty Tribbett. You can't pick one of these. Like, I mean, somebody going to have to do it, you know. But I wouldn't want to do it. Want to be the one. This is insane. I mean, you have Pop Contemporary Album of the Year, My Tribe, Blessing Offer, Jesus Changed My Life, Katie Nicole, Always Only Jesus, Mercy Me, Life After Death, Toby Mac, 100 Highways, Zach Williams. I just know it's going to be a star-studded Power Pack Dove Awards this year because everybody's in here, focus. I mean, everybody's in here.
I'm just excited because, like I said, we have new Christian hip hop artists who are on the nomination list. Like I say, Scooty Wop is in there. You know who else is on there for Artist of the Year? New Artist of the Year? Hovi. Oh. Hovi in that conversation. Hovi.
Let me tell you this though. We have two of our close friends in the Spanish language recorded song of the year. You know, this is my vibe right here. Guara Tu Corazon by Alex Zorro. So Good, Juan Bueno, featuring Doe and Lily Goodman. Nubes, Indy Omar, featuring Blanca, Corritos, En Vivo, Miel San Marcos, Daniel Calvetti, Marcos Witt, Ingrid Rosario, and you have Suelto by Sarai Riviera. I just want to give a shout out to Blanca and Doe for just saying, y'all not about to leave me out of nam one of these categories. You understand what I'm saying? Okay. Comprendo, huh?
That's
okay.
Good.
Right. So I'm. This is something we've been talking about too. It's like you not being afraid as an artist to stretch. Go do another song with somebody else. Like, get outside of your comfort zone. You really never know how God is going to bless you. So, muy bien to my amigas, okay, for jumping on over there and blessing some folk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, please. Listen, go to DoveAwards.com for all of the nominations. It's 37 total, so of course we couldn't go over the whole list. But yes, Christian hip hop is starting to be in more categories. Different artists are starting to be in more categories. So we're excited about that. Shouts out to our brother Pastor Mike Jr. That list too as well.
Hovi's up for new artist of the year, focus.
Yeah, that's what I said. I brought up Hovi. I said Hovi's up for new artist of the year. Ty Tribbett is in conversations too as well. So listen, I'm excited. JJ Harrison, James Fortune. Come on. Mm-hmm. Listen, so it's going to be interesting. Yeah. And of course, y'all know the Fix Squad will be pulling up. We will be on that red carpet media coverage for the Dove Awards. So, of course, them exclusives is coming to you real soon.
Okay.
Get them in your spirit in October. We excited about that. Listen, let's get to this music. We got a fun-packed show for you guys. So sit back, wake up with us. If you're driving in, if you're already at work, wherever you may be going, listening to us. Listen, be safe and continue to push God first. Let's get to this music. We're coming right back with more. Keep it locked. You're tuned into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
Welcome back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix, your source of faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry. And it's time for our spiritual detox. And listen, y'all are in for a treat today when I tell you we in a good place. Gospel music is in a good place. We talk about all the different options we have in gospel music and the gospel community being able to embrace some of the urban gospel, some of the soulful gospel. And when I tell you our guests we got on today, listen, if you ain't looking for that good, R&B, Motown type style singing, you might as well get out of his way. I'm excited to talk with him. Help me welcome in a singer, songwriter, a super talented artist, Gene Moore. What's going on, bro?
What's up, man?
Oh, it's all good. How you?
Man, I'm feeling good, bro. I'm enjoying this Cleveland breeze, bro. It's a lot better than what we we experiencing in Houston, Texas, man. It's like hot.
Y'all at the hunnids in Houston, ain't y'all?
Ooh, man, plus that humidity, bro. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we you know, the beautiful thing about Cleveland, we only get probably one hot month. The rest of the time is pretty much cool. And this month usually is the hottest month. Listen, I'm excited, man, to talk with you, man. For those who may not know you, first, speak a little bit to your faith journey, your faith walk, how you develop your own personal relationship with Christ.
Yeah, well, you know, man, my dad's a pastor. My mom, you know, God bless her soul, she passed away this year. But, you know, she was she was in the mission, in the ministry as well. And so, you know, I grew up as a church kid, went to college, man, I pledged, so that was around the time, you know, when I was kind of going through my
fun.
Yeah, had a little fun.
Hold on, don't skip that. Let's talk about that. PK, go to college, you pledge. Come on, talk about that fun.
Yeah, man. You know, well, I put it this way, man. If I talked about that fun on the air, y'all would be like, oh, he a PK for real?
No. I want you to talk about that because I think we don't hear enough of the testimonies of what God will do, even when you have to come back to the faith.
Yeah.
It's okay. You're talking to somebody who ran the streets.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I ran the streets at a high level. So that's why I do want you to highlight a little bit of maybe you walked away a little bit and had to come back and find your way a little bit.
Yeah, man. You know, around that time, I was trying to prove to myself and others that I'm not going in my dad's footsteps. So, you know, man, I was out partying, out drinking, you know, just acting crazy, man. You know, just doing what a typical 18, 19-year-old does, you know, around that time. But I would say around the age of 23, that was when, you know, I started settling down and I started getting a little more focused on what I wanted to do with my life. So, you know, I graduated from college and with a degree in radio and television, and my minor was in advertising. And so I started working for a radio station. Now, I always sung, you know, but singing was more so a hobby, you know. So I would go out on the weekends, you know, I would sing with different people, make my money. But then, you know, I would go back to my regular job, you know. Long story short, man, some things just started happening. God just had, you know, other plans for me. And so I started getting more and more and more calls on the music side and less and less and less opportunities over on the side of that I got my degree in, you know. So ultimately I went into music and here I am, bro. I got signed to Motown Gospel in 2013. I put out 3 records, you know, before I even signed as a solo artist, man. I was singing with Kirk Franklin for 7 years. I was singing with Ezra Houghton, you know. I started singing with Kim Burrell when I was around 19 years old. So, yeah, man, I've had a pretty colorful journey, bro. And so here I am, bro, you know. And real quick, man, here's what's crazy. When you submit to the will of God, man, he has a way of bringing everything back around for you full circle. So now not only am I in music, but I'm back doing radio, you know, because I got a radio show in Houston. So, you know, I'm able to do what I love to do, bro.
No, that's a blessing.
Yeah.
And I love the way you just talked about those legends. Like, you know, you got the chance to sing with them legends like that was like regular. Talk about that experience. You brought up 3 different legends in the gospel game.
Uh-huh.
Talk about your experience of just working with them, singing background or writing music with them or whatever you were doing with them.
Right. Well, you know what? My experience with Kim Burrell, you know, I was just like in awe. You know, I always grew up listening to her. And so, you know, vocally, she, in my opinion, she is one of the undisputed. You know what I mean? So, you know, I learned a lot from her vocally. And then singing with Israel Houghton. Israel Houghton is a consummate professional, bro. So, you know, I learned a lot of things about, you know, just stage etiquette and, you know, timeliness and presentation and knowing how to engage, you know, when I'm on stage. And then Kirk Franklin. Well, Kirk Franklin is Kirk Franklin. You know, one of the great things that I learned from Kirk Franklin, and it's so many different things that I learned, but one thing that really, really stuck with me is his ability to press forward even when the circumstances are like crazy. Quick story. I remember, I think we were in Sweden one time, and the electricity in the entire arena went out, bro.
Wow.
So he had to improvise. So he jumped on the piano and he started having everybody to sing with him. And so, you know, he taught me that as a professional, you have to learn how to think quick on your feet. You can't let the people see you sweat, man. So, yeah, it was so many different things that I picked up from so many different artists. And I thank God for those experiences, because those were the experiences that I was able to use for my own journey and cultivate, you know, as it relates to my journey as being an artist myself.
So talk a little bit more about some of your musical inspirations, because I know you said those three legends, getting a chance to work with them, I know they inspired you, but I know you had to have some soulful Motown roots. Speak to that and how you incorporate that in your music,
bro.
That's powerful. No, come on, let's talk about it.
Now, you know what, man? I was the only third grader listening to Stevie Wonder and Donny Hathaway. You know what I'm saying? Like, all of my classmates, you know, man, they grew up listening to hip-hop, man, which was cool. You know what I'm saying? But I was always, like, the oddball, because I grew up listening to Donny and Stevie, and I was always kind of like that old soul. But, man, Stevie Wonder and Donny Hathaway and Marvin Gaye are, like, my three muses. I consider them the muses, bro. You know, I'm so inspired by everything that they do. I love Whitney Houston, you know, as far as female singers. I love them. But here's what's funny, bro. When I was around 16, man, I was trying to get a little more edgy with my sound. So I was actually emulating Dino from H-Town, bro.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Knocking the boots.
Yes, sir. Somebody rocking.
Now I can never.
Don't play games with that. 90s music. That's our era.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir. That's the golden era of music, bro. I will go down in history saying that there is no era greater than the 90s era of music, bro. It just completely shifted the culture.
Yeah, that's real. Listen, DJ Focus, we got to go to a quick break. I promise you, don't touch that dial. We're coming right back with more from Gene Moore. Keep it locked. You tuned into The Fix. You know The Fix is in.
New videos, music, articles, devos, and more. Stay connected. Get the app now so you don't miss a thing. Visit holyculture.net.
Welcome back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble, you tap back into The Fix, your source for faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry. We still got the super talented Gene Moore rocking with us today. So, Gene, come on, talk about it. This your last EP.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, talk about the inspiration behind it, the six tracks that you put out. They certified plus, man. So speak to the inspiration behind each track.
I appreciate that, man. Well, so it was around the time of the pandemic, and my last record was starting to cycle out, and so I needed to start thinking about what I wanted to do for the next record, you know, where I wanted to go lyrically, where I wanted to go stylistically, where I wanted to go creatively. And so I was like, man, I'm not hearing nothing. I don't have any kind of inspiration. And what's crazy is while I was sitting in the house, well, I mean, the whole world was sitting in the house, you know, during the pandemic, I just started, you know, kind of journaling. And I was saying to myself, let me just journal my entire life right now. And let me put that into the form of a CD or an EP, you know. So, like, for example, the song Beautiful that I do with India Irie on the EP, that's a song about how I feel about my wife, how I feel about love. You know, it's another song that was written by Paco Walls of the Walls Group. And that song is called Commit. You know, that song is about decisions, making your mind up, because sometimes, you know, we can be all over the place. And, you know, sometimes you just have to sit down, settle down and say, OK, I just need to focus. So that's what that song is talking about. You know, the first song on the track that was written, the first song on the EP, sorry, that was written by B. Slade, you know, it says, all right. So the opening lyrics of the song says, the first thing in the morning, you complaining, but you say that you want to be happy, but you don't look happy. Yo, that was me, bro. Because I went through bouts of depression, you know, during that time. I was in the house. Calls weren't coming in. Work was slow. I didn't really know how I was going to provide for the family. All the money was going out. Didn't have anything really coming in. So I just started journaling that. So I wanted this EP, the name of the EP is called Introspection, and I wanted this particular EP to highlight my life. However, everything still has a God awareness, but it's not necessarily straight ahead gospel, you know, and that's the reason I came up with the word introspection, mainly because my mom was a principal. So, you know, I just like big vocabulary. I like using words that's going to make people say, yo, man, why in the world did he come up with that? But right. Introspection simply means self-reflection, and that's all it was on this EP. It is me self reflecting. The song, the one that you say sounds like the Sam Cooke song, yes, I believe. And that song is dear to me because it's the last song that my mom heard before she died, bro. Yeah, and I didn't even know it at the time. My mom, you know, unfortunately, she passed away due to complications of Parkinson's disease. 90s. And so when she was in her bedridden stage, I went to the hospital and I said, "Hey, Mom, I just finished this song called I Believe." So I took my phone out. I played it. I put it by her pillow. Now, at the time, she couldn't really talk, you know, because the dementia had gotten so bad and everything, but she could kind of mumble a little bit. So I put the phone next to her ear, played the song, and Dre, I swore, bro, she literally just opened her eyes and she just started to weep. You know, it was almost as if she couldn't really articulate what she was saying, but she was displaying what she was feeling. So now I Believe has really kind of been dubbed as Mom's song, you know. And when people hear it, I don't want people to feel a sense of death or a sense of heaviness, but if anything, I want people to feel hope, because on the other side of pain, there is hope, bro. So, you know, I Believe is a song about faith. It's a song about hope. So yeah, man, I mean, like, every song on the EP is highlighting my current journey in the last year and a half.
That's good, and thank you for being transparent. And, yeah. And I love the song I Believe. I do believe it does. You paint a picture, you tell a story, mm-hmm. but you also give the hope in that, and I think that's what we need.
Yeah.
And we talk about it all, that we changed it, our tag from Christian hip-hop to faith-infused, because I think we need more faith-centered music
yeah.
to point people back to Christ compared to being so religious. So I applaud you and give you your roses for doing what you do. Talk about bridging the gap. So you got a chance to work with NDIRE.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about it all the time. We always pass so much judgment against, you know, mainstream hip hop, mainstream R&B. Mm-hmm. But you being able to work with her firsthand, talk about building that relationship. And I'm pretty sure you guys probably had some spiritual conversations in the midst of y'all making music.
Yeah. You know what? India, I would say India is really like a sister to me now, bro. I've been working with her for the last 6-7 years, and you know, she has her belief system, I have my belief system, but however, we're able to come to the table and discuss those beliefs. You know, she's not trying to change me, I'm not necessarily trying to change her, but however, I do believe that for a lot of people, you're going to be the only Bible that people ever see. Sometimes you don't always have to go rambling off scriptures and preaching to nobody, but you just have to be the light. So here's the crazy part. She dubs my name as the pastor now. She dubs me as the pastor. It, like, even time, you know, because I still go out with her and I sing background, you know, when she does spot dates. And so when she's introducing the background singer, she'll be like, "All right, yo, that's Gene. Yo, that's our pastor. That's the pastor." You know what I'm saying? But that's endearing to me, because that says to me that in some small way, I'm still able to give some kind of an influence or some kind of an impact, you know. And I think that that's the way that we bridge the gap, is just be the light, man. You know, if you continue to be the light, then people are going to be drawn. You know, the Bible says, man, you lift Jesus up, man, he'll do the drawing. You know what I mean? So that's all you have to do, man. And that's how you bridge that gap. You do it by loving people. You do it by your lifestyle.
That's real. That fruit. Yeah, people want to see that fruit.
Yeah.
Everybody talk it. I'm with you on that. Talk about the state of gospel music. Where do you think we are now when you talk about the state of gospel music?
I would honestly, and man, let me give my disclaimer, man. This ain't no shade.
No, you ain't got no disclaimer. This is the fix. You can speak freely. I want you to speak freely.
I would like to see a little more diversity in our community. You know, I believe personally that the late 90s, early 2000s was the best time for gospel music, meaning that every genre was well represented, from quartet to choirs to traditional Sunday morning to praise and worship to contemporary gospel. You know, as far as the contemporary is concerned, man, we had Mary, we had Tonet, we had Dietrich Haddon, you know, and then you had the Canton Spirituals, and then you had Lee Williams representing quartet, and then you had traditional vocalists like Dottie Peoples who were representing, and then you had your praise and worship artists like Judy McAllister and Darwin Hobbs, you know. So everybody was well represented, but I feel like we lost that diversity. You know, I feel like one particular genre has kind of dominated. And again, you know, that's no shade, because I believe that, and I'll just go ahead and say it, you know, the praise and worship genre, I believe that it's blessed a lot of people. I love praise and worship, you know, but however, if we're talking about community, I feel like everybody needs to be well represented. And I kind of feel like we lost that a little bit.
Listen, you ain't gonna get me to preaching, because, you know, I do Christian hip hop. So let's be very clear.
I
constantly gotta remind them as I walk in the room. Yes, I'm a part of the body too.
So check this. So check this out. Yeah, man, forgive me for even leaving that out. Like, even around that time, late 90s, early 2000s, man, you had Canton Jones, bro. Mm-hmm. You had Pedity. You had The Truth. You know what I'm saying? Like, you had Cross Movement. You know, so everybody was well represented, and I think that the reason why we've kind of lost that diversity is because of we've lost the opportunities. You know, people are going to gravitate towards what's more visible. You know, I believe that when Bobby Jones was on the air on television, I think that he was really the one that pushed the culture forward. And he, you know, he showcased a lot of different styles of gospel music. We don't really have the diversity or the visibility anymore. You know, so I think that that's another reason why we've kind of gotten lost a little bit. But again, y'all, hey, this is just my opinion. You know what I mean? I love everybody. I ain't throwing no shade, y'all. So don't get in my DMs, you know, talking no junk to me, man.
Well, you can DM me. Y'all already know how I feel about it. So, yeah, you ain't got to DM. DM me because we need to continue to have this conversation. And to your point, absolutely, we need to be able to embrace and support. Mm-hmm. So the other thing is, too, as well, support. We have these concerts. We have these events. And people are not showing up like they need to. We need to start packing out these events, selling out these events to show the value to everybody. So we have the investors. We have more record labels. We have all the different entities we need to continue to do this thing, because it's still a business side of it too as well. Yes, we ministry driven, but it's a business side, and people want to invest money in something they feel they can make money off of. Let's be very clear.
Yeah.
You signed to a major, so you understand. They're not going to just, Motown Gospel didn't just come after you because you didn't have the gift and they didn't feel they can market you. They came after you had the gift, you had the talent, you have something we can market. Boom. Because that's the other thing we talk about. We need to make sonically good music.
Yeah.
Make hits.
Yeah.
a lot of artists are crying saying they're not getting a chance. They don't need a chance.
Yeah.
Because you're not ready.
Yeah.
So what's next for you, Gene, before I get you out of here?
Man, you know, I'm going to just put it in the atmosphere, bro. I would really like to jump on somebody's tour, whether it's a secular or a gospel tour. Now, I got a little taste of it earlier this year. Shout out to my boy, Jonathan McReynolds, man. He just did an incredible tour called the My Truth Tour. And so, you know, different cities that he went to, he was asking different artists to come and open up. So when he did the Texas run, he asked me to do the Houston and the Dallas states. Man, it was just incredible. I love touring. A lot of people say, I don't like touring. I love touring, man. So I'm going to just put it out there, man. You know, that's what Gene Moore wants to do for the rest of the year and probably going into the new year of 2024. I'm trying to get on somebody's tour.
Listen, Gene, we appreciate you rocking with us, man. Tell the people how they can connect with you, follow you on all your social media platforms, as well as please introduce your I Believe track.
All right. You can follow me on Instagram at _ Gene Moore. That's GeneMoore. Facebook, same thing. Dre, I ain't really got into the TikTok thing yet, though, man.
So you ain't TikToking?
I ain't TikToking.
You ain't doing your dances and stuff?
No, bro. No, man. You know that.
That's how you go viral. The kids say that's how you go viral. So you want to go viral?
I know,
get
man.
Get on there and shuck and jive a little bit.
Bro, the government trying to get rid of it, man. So, you know, that's why I'm a little
skeptical. Also, you up on the conspiracy
theories,
huh? Yeah, man. Oh, I got to bring you back. Because,
I'm a little skeptical. That's another conversation.
My wife put me on to it. they watching us, huh?
They watching us, man. But, yeah, you can reach me on social media. I spend a lot of time on Instagram. Just hit me up. And the name of my single right now is entitled I Believe, and I pray that it blesses you.
Keep it locked. You tuned into The Fix. You know The Fix is in.
Holy Culture Radio. Healing, hope, and how-tos.
Welcome back, DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix, your source for faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry. It's time to get real in these streets, Dice, and you got one for them today. I don't think they're ready for this real talk conversation.
I don't think so either. I mean, this is a topic a lot of people don't want to address, and I'll be real with you. When you get ready to get a manager, and I already know you know this, Focus, a regular manager at work, a business manager, or when you're getting ready to get married, people want to know where you're spending your time. Okay. And, this is a tough one when it comes to our faith, because I'll be honest with you, Christianity, we don't spend enough time doing the things that we should do, at all. Not in today's society. I mean, and I can't really fully blame people, but I can say it's a fact, you know, like we want to microwave God. We want quick, fast miracles. You know, we want insta miracles, you know, but God is time. So God he don't operate on our time. We created the clock, not God, you know? And I think sometimes we forget that. We're like, oh God, you better hurry up. It's like, God's like, you do know you created the clock, not me. You know, like I created everything, but you trying to put me on a 24-hour time constraint to get some stuff done. And that ain't how he worked. He don't work like that. I mean, he can, but that, I'll be real with you, out of all my years of living, like my grandmother used to say, he might not come when you want him, but he's right on time. So
he's an on time guy.
Oh, somebody got the, go ahead.
Yes, it is.
Somebody got the old school spirit. Oh, go on.
No, you keeping it a buck. And I think when you talk about time well spent, this is a very important topic. I know the first thing when you brought this topic up, the first thing I thought about was self-improvement.
Okay.
That's something that you should be for, especially any CEO, any entrepreneur out there. If you are looking to grow your business, if you're looking to get better at a skill that God has gifted you with, it starts with self-improvement. And sometimes this is challenging for us to really address. I don't know why, whether it's pride, whether it's a lack of wanting to work hard. You brought that up, you know, putting the work in. And I think that self-improvement, we need to take it to a new level. I mean, I know we're pretty much done with this year. We're at the bottom half. We're in the fourth quarter of this year. So I think that should be high on everybody's list. Like, reevaluate what you did successful in 2023. And as you enter 2024, where do you need to improve at? What areas do you need to get better in? That's the first thing I thought about. Like I say, when you brought this topic up, talking about time well spent, you brought up being a manager, like you say, being a boss.
I
don't like the bosses that micromanage. So bless your life. So no, don't do that. So I get it. You know, you got a product and you want to make sure business. But I do think you need to hire people and trust people to do the job until they prove themselves wrong. Now, when they prove themselves wrong,
well, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, I'm. You know, obviously.
But you got some watchdogs. You got some watchdogs. It's day two already. Just on you. It's like, I'm still in training. Can I learn how to do the skill first before you tell me I ain't doing it?
but we're talking about time well spent, though. So it's like, your idea of how you spend time and my idea are very, very different. And I have children, so I know this. Like, my idea of how long it takes you to clean a bathroom or to wash the dishes is very different. I need you to wash the dishes before you put them in the dishwasher. I'm old school. I need you to scrub them forks. Don't just throw them forks up in the dishwasher. And then now I got to run it 2-3 times because you ain't scrubbed the pot that you didn't let burn on the stove. So my idea of time is very, very different. And that's honestly, I was rolling out the gate like that. Like, God's idea of time, even concerning us and our deliverance, you know, like, and I'm going to keep it 1,000% Jesus on this topic, because who are you spending time with? That's the first question, right? And you typically come out the gate focused with prayer. You like, before you even go do anything else, it's God. God, I'm spending time with you first. You made me. I need to come to you first when you open my eyes and ask you to prioritize my day. You know, like, prioritize my thoughts. You know what I'm saying? Prioritize my focus. Like, who do you want me to spend time with today? And I'll be real with you, if we could be led in that area, our whole lives will change, because the people you spend time with affect you. You know what I'm saying? If you spend the time with the wrong people, you're going to end up doing the wrong things. You know, if you're giving your ear to your auntie, your cousin, and your best friend and them, that all they do is moan and complain on the phone, that's not time well spent. You ain't being a friend. You ain't being a confidant. You ain't being a support. You ain't being nothing but taken away from your purpose. So it's like, I would encourage each and every person every day to say, what did I do today? And was it time well spent? Because at the end of the day, if I didn't get better today, I am wasting God's life that he's given me. The goal is, I'm wasting his life. I just threw that life all in the trash today. Oh God, well, you know, and trust me, it's okay to rest, because this is something that Jesus did do very well. He had a balance between, he was worshiping, he was praising, he was praying, he spent time with his friends and family, and he also spent time in his ministry. And then he gave us, like, the number one thing we need to heal up: rest. Go sit down somewhere. Go sit down. So it's like, who you're spending your time with reflects in your whole entire life. I'll be real with you. Somebody could go online to my page right now and they know I'm spending time with you. They know I'm spending time with CEO. They know we growing the brand. Like you don't have to ask the question. You see it. You can just look and be like, okay, she owns a business. Okay, she loves the Lord. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, anybody out here spending time? I don't have like 20 million selfies and 59 TikToks, and I'm out here with pictures of my food because I'm all over the world. Ain't nobody doing that. I'm serving the Lord. You know what I'm doing. That's it. So I'm just saying, like, it's okay to have fun and do all your vacationing and all that. But all I'm trying to say is who you are is a reflection of who you have spent time with. That's how we know an anointed person, right, Focus? We know when we go up in a church. I'll be real with you. It's some people I didn't ask to pray for me. I didn't need them to walk up to me and say, oh, God, I feel I got a word from the Lord. No. Go on and put something on me real quick because you walking around with it. And I see it and I feel it and I want it. So, go on, let's go. Like I'm receiving whatever you about to bless me with. And so it's like, we know what that anointing looks like. Even in people's lives who are successful, we understand they've spent time sacrificing research, sacrificing their money, sacrificing sitting up underneath somebody to learn. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, we know what you've been doing. I can just look at people and tell you exactly what you've been doing as soon as you open your mouth. What you say, I know where you've been spending your time. Go ahead.
No. You ain't got to apologize. You keeping it a buck today, and I'm glad you're keeping it a buck. Let's put some Bible on it because they be honest, like okay, y'all opinions. You know who thought it was significant to spend time well. You talk about prayer, but Jesus when he walked the earth, he thought it was. He did. Let's think about it. Think about it for a minute. Jesus, as he was walking and getting his disciples in order, he had to walk into their lifestyles. Remember, he walked with Matthew. Matthew was a tax collector, remember?
That's right.
So we know back in those days, all the tax collectors was crooks. They was crooks. Let's be very clear. We ain't going to run away from it. So Jesus being able to walk with Matthew for a few days while he was discipling him, saying, you go come with me. He was able to walk into a realm of sinners to where some of the sinners even question Matthew, what's going on? Who is this guy Jesus you follow? Like that right there, the company you talk about, who you walk with and the importance of who you walk with, that was very important, not only for Matthew but also for those sinners who may have never experienced that. And I brought that example up, and that's actually if you go in Mark 2:15, it talks about when Jesus was with the tax collectors at the table with Matthew, and he told them to stop doing their foolish deeds and stop sinning, or they would have to pay a price. So, you know, read Mark 2:15 for yourself, because I did summarize that. But reason I brought that up, because a lot of times when you talk about people who are working for other CEOs or working business or interns, a lot of times you're around people that one, you should be soaking up that game. I don't know why people are not networking and building and learning and acquiring skills and knowledge when they're around successful people.
I know why.
It's
pride. It's pride. People don't. This is crazy. I promise you, Focus, I literally act ignorant about 80% of the day for two reasons. One, so I can learn, and two, so I'm not offended when somebody says something sideways. I'm for real. It's easy to forgive when you're like, you know what? Didn't even know that's how you were. I knew that's how you were, but today I'm gonna act like I didn't know that's how you were. This is the first day I figured out how you were. But you never want to be the smartest person in the room. That's when they tell you, you are not growing anymore when you become the smartest person in the room. And the average individual who, you know, they stuck like Chuck, they want to be the smartest person. I don't want to be the smartest person. Please teach me something I don't know today. And I thank God for all the pastors in Atlanta, because like I said, I used to get irritated hearing the same scripture over, because I've been hearing the same scripture since I was a kid. My dad's a preacher. I'm tired. Okay. And one day I had a pastor tell me, you need to listen different. I was like, Oh, I'm going to learn today. He's like, yeah, because it's interpreted differently depending on where you are in your life. So just because you heard the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, when you were 5, when you're 40, it's very different. It hit very, very different. It's deeper, you know, because you done been through some things. So now you're like, you know what? You right about that. Don't need nothing else but God, turns out. So it's pride that keeps us from learning. And I hated to interrupt you. It's just frustrating for me that people love, because they say ignorance is bliss, right? We see that every day. It's an 80-20 rule if you're in the business world. 80% of people, they like to be ignorant. 20% of people run the world. Why? Because these people don't mind learning, submitting, sitting under people. You know, admitting they don't know everything. They look for help in the next generation. They do things differently. They risk. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, same thing in your faith. That's why you can go to every church on a corner in a hood all across the world, and you'll find some old school brother or sister sitting on the same pew. They ain't changed up their gear, their clothes, and none of their speech. You know exactly what they're going to say and when they're going to get happy, as my grandma used to say. Because they stuck in a pattern of not new. I'm not new. But God says, every day I'm making you new. Every day. I am the God of new. So you should never be the same 2 days on this earth, ever. Yeah. So who you spend the time with? Because that's going to tell me what you believe. That's going to tell me everything. Who you are as a person.
It really is. Listen, we got to go to break. We coming right back with more. Keep it locked. You tuned into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
Holy Culture Radio is operated by the Core Link Solution, a 501c ministry dedicated to empowering people to reach their potential. If you feel led to contribute to this mission, visit www.holyculture.net/donations.
Welcome back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix, your source of faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry. And we're just talking today about, where are you spending your time at? You know, time well spent. And I think we've unpacked, we talked a little bit about, definitely prayer. You know, you brought up prayer, Dice. It's very important to make sure you spend time in prayer, to make sure you're hearing from your Heavenly Father on the regular. We also talked about consistency when you talk about self-improvement and self-development.
Oh, yeah.
That's very key. So I think, here's the one. Here's the one that I think is tough and challenging at times. And I know, Dice, I know what you're going to say, Dice. No, it ain't. But yes, it is, easy. Dice. Everybody don't have that that easy push-the-button mentality like you. Like, no, this is what it is. How you spend your time with your family and friends. I've seen this really hurt a lot of people, especially a lot of business people. When you talk about sometimes, family can bring businesses down because of the relationships.
Man.
Spitefulness, jealousy. Yeah, it all plays a factor. And I've had a lot of conversations with entrepreneurs who have struggled, whether they went into business with family members or friends. And yeah, it's bad breakups, and they question if they should have ever even started that co-business with somebody else, that partnership with somebody else. So they regret to say, hey, I wasted the last 5 years in business with somebody who, so I'm not going to say the name of the company, who it is, but I know somebody who, it was a successful accounting firm. Let's be very clear. Local accounting firm was doing well, but unfortunately, one of the partners was not managing the money properly and was not paying the taxes like they should have been. And that was their role. So that was their job, And you would think, you an accounting firm, you come on now, the IRS, they want their money, you would think y'all do numbers all day. Why you ain't paying the IRS? You thinking they ain't going to red flag y'all. But they let them go for about 4 years before they did an audit on them. And when I tell you that number that I saw, that he showed me, he said that we in arrears. I say, man, I couldn't do nothing, Dice, but I bowed my head and I just laid hands on and started praying. Cause I didn't, let's be very clear. I can't write no check for that right now. That money was like crazy. And it was all because of mismanagement of somebody not taking care of their job that they were supposed to take care of, that somebody, these two men were in business together and they were family. These two cousins doing business together, that unfortunately it folded.
Well, you already know what I'm going to say.
How you can't trust family, though, Dice? You would think you could trust family, though.
That was clear. What did the Bible say? Trust every man. Trust your cousin. Trust your father. Trust your daughter. Trust your sister. The Bible says what? Trust who? No man. No man. Very, very clear about this. Like, and it's not that people want to, get over on you, but people just don't know what they don't know. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm like, And this is how I'm able to forgive people so easily, focus, because I promise you, even my husband, we just sat down this past weekend and we were going over some past things that had happened to both of us. And he was just questioning me. He was like, man, how you just forget about that? I said, I didn't forget about it. I just forgave about it. That's it. Because here's the thing. If I get in a business with you, and this is a shout out to your people. And I know this is probably your family, your friends. It might even be you. I ain't even going to be in a buzz. But every 6 months, if somebody wants to partner with you, CHH University, if somebody says, hey, Dice, I want you to print up my gear. I want you to do my mugs. I want you to do my t-shirts underneath your company umbrella. Obviously, they don't have a window into my pocket, but they can audit how many sales I actually have sold of their product on my store every 6 months. I know that. So I'm going to be prepared to have that paperwork ready for them. Like, okay, this is what happened. This is what sold. This is what didn't sell, you know? And they have the right to ask me for that twice a year. So it's like when you get into business, these are some things you have to know. And so it's like you don't get to blame the person who you did not audit for 4 years. And you know what I'm saying? That's not cool. So it's like, that's why we have to own our business. And I put this out the other day. I said, man, well, I remember I was, like I said, signed to Holy Hip Hop Records. And I called up one day and somebody told me, you know, I was Andre. He said, hey man, ain't nobody handling your business like you. And that stuck with me forever because I was like, you know, it's not that he was crapping on the company. He was just saying, you are the one that needs to check up on you and your stuff. Please do not ever just think somebody's taking care of your business the way you would take care of your business or your baby. But it's kind of like the IRS. The IRS can audit you as many times as they want. Ain't no limit. I don't know if y'all know that. So if y'all go ahead and be late on your taxes,
show
they
lane.
Audit, they
show
audit
lane.
You. I understand what I'm saying. Ain't no.
I'm praying for y'all. I'm praying. Don't let them call our answer.
But let's put some scripture on it, like you said. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. That's not just blessings. That's wisdom. Those are things that you need priority information from. You know what I'm saying? Like you need to always be seeking the Lord concerning your affairs in life, not just your, you know, your wife or your husband, but everything you're doing. It should be like, okay, God, what do we have today? And the Lord promises that he'll always be there. Like in Psalm 145:18, the Lord is near to all who call out to him. Okay. All who call out to him with what? Integrity. So if you're really honest spiritually and you're like, God, I really want to know. I feel like this person is not handling the business. The Lord will reveal it to you. Like God will show you. Listen, don't ask God to show you something. And for those of you in the faith, you know what I'm talking about. As soon as you fall on your face and really ask God, the Lord just show me, like, and you just are vulnerable, God gonna show you. And he probably gonna show you something you don't want to see. I'll be honest with you. It's like,
oh no, or he'll show you something you do want to see.
Or you do want to see.
I tell people all the time, we are living witness right now. You guys, ladies and gentlemen, y'all listening to us, this is a prayer answered. He showed it to me.
There you go.
8 years ago, and he delivered.
There you go. Won't he do it? So, yeah, no. That's why I'm like, we have to really stay with that. And like I said, today we're talking about who you're spending time with. You need to spend time with your guide. You know, that's why we have the Holy Ghost. Jesus already knew, you know? Lord, you got this, Daddy. We got to send him a helper. They're not gonna get this. They slow. They gonna need somebody to help guide them into all things righteous, and that is why it's important that we do receive the Holy Spirit. You know, and that is who we get to lean on. And every business deal is not gonna be sweet. For those of you who've been in business, you know, you people will burn you. Sometimes they'll burn you on accident. It ain't that they meant to. It's just they weren't equipped to be in business with you at that season. And some people double back and come back and get a business back together, you know, after the business has fallen. They're like, okay, let's do that again. You know what I'm saying? We screw that up. But no, man, we need to put God in everything. Spend time with the Lord praying. And I'm going to leave it at that because, you know, I get on my rant about who we need to be spending time with.
No, you definitely better spend time with him. And I think that's very key. When you talk about who's in your circle, who are you learning from? Who are you growing from? Because you got, Dice brought up a very key point. If you are the smartest man or the smartest woman in the room, that's a problem. And if you don't want to be around other people who are successful, where you can gain knowledge from them and learn something from them, that's a problem. So you definitely need to reevaluate why you feel that way. there's definitely some pride in that and ego, because yes, if you feel like you got to be the big shot and you the only one that can be smart in the room, good luck. Let's be very clear. I don't want to be around nobody. Anybody who knows Focus usually hangs with CEOs.
Okay.
I don't hang with yes men and yes ladies. No, I don't. Okay. I'm not big on it. I like to grow and learn. I can sometimes be quiet and learn from somebody, and I don't have to tell them they taught me something or anything. Mm-hmm. I'm observing. You know, I'm a sponge. I listen. That's one thing I do. My old man always tell me, listen.
Listen.
He say, stop talking so much and listen. You can get so much out of just listening to other people talk, where you can understand how to operate and move in the room. People are asking all the time, how y'all getting all these this and that? How y'all doing this and that?
I network.
I ask questions. No, Dice, I ask questions. You've been with me. You've seen it. You seen it firsthand. We was at the stadium. What I'm doing? Yeah. No, I didn't come here to play. I didn't come here not to leave without something. I'm in expectation. When I walk in the room, God is going to show up. How is he going to show up? Because he's going to give me the courage to walk over and introduce myself to this man, this lady, this man, this lady, this man, this lady, and tell them what we're doing. See if there's some way we can network, build with each other. No. You sit in the corner and you just don't make yourself valuable. Nobody going to come to you. It's not going to come to you. So you got to go out and get it. So yes, since I've been 5-6 years old, my old man been teaching me, get up. Come on, go get it. Ain't nobody going to owe you nothing. You got to go show your value. So yes, know who you with, know who you around, because that's very important.
I love that. You are on that Matthew 7:7-12, ask, seek, and knock. Okay. So it's ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door shall be open unto you. For everyone who asks receives, and one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be open to you. So it's like, who you spending time with? I'm glad you brought up that room, and how when you go into a room, you don't leave a stranger. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just meeting friends. Like, this is what you do. Somebody has your blessing. And that's why I'm like, whoever listened to this, you need to hear me on this one. All of your biases need to go out the window. All of your judgments need to go out the window. What people look like, how they talk, the cuss words that just flew out their mouth, where they from, the hood they live in, what kind of pants, a shirt they got on. I promise you, God blesses people through people. Your blessing is not going to be on a tree outside your house. Somebody got your money. Somebody has your next check. Somebody has your next connection. Somebody has your next opportunity. And it's a person. And that's why God is no respecter of person. Like, he created everybody. So you stuck in your judgment. You keep missing your blessing. Like, please stop missing your blessing. Like, go, when you get into a room, go work the room. Go work that room. The person sitting over there in the corner, the person standing off to the side. Hey, how you doing? My name is such and such. This is what I do. Hey, what brought you here? I'd love to connect with you. Let's exchange numbers. This thing is so easy. Like, yeah, open your mouth, ask, seek, and knock. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's such a simple principle. You know what I'm saying? But your pride and your judgmental self will let you get in the way. Now, so, let's have to throw that out there. Go ahead.
That's good. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. We got to go to a break. We coming back with closing thoughts. Keep it locked. You tuned into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
Welcome back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix, your source of faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry. And it's been real, Dice. We had to hit him with that real talk topic today. I pray everybody who's waking up and you got a chance to listen to it, pray about it. Once again, we said it before, you know, maybe reevaluate your circle, reevaluate who you are in different circles too, as well.
Right.
Because, are you being, you know what I'm saying, a nuisance? Are you not bringing value to whatever relationship you're for? No, because it go both ways. Mm-hmm. I know we always talk about the one way. No. What are you doing too, as well? Are you building long-lasting relationships, business partners? Are you networking and building with people on a level to where, they respect you, you bring value, compared to you being a hater or, tearing people down or whatever it may be? Just making sure you need to understand how you spend your time.
Right.
No different than how you spend your money. Shouts out to Dave Ramsey. I always love his philosophy. Put a name on every dollar you spend. Well, it should be the same thing when you talk about who you spend your time with. It should be a standard. Okay, if these are my networking friends for this business, if this is a relationship with family, if this is a relationship with friends, it should be where you got, you understand what that relationship is, how you're spending your time, and making sure you're getting the most out of your 24 hours. That's all.
Well, I'm looking at it as an investment. The Bible's very clear about guarding your gates, all of them, ear gates, eye gates, all the gates. You need to be very careful what you're intaking, just like food. You know, we compared it to money, but it's just like substance, you know, like what are you eating? Because you are what you eat. And so other people's conversations, ideas, and you just don't even understand stuff you're watching and all that. But yeah, this was a really good one. It's important to me, folks. You already know I don't have no time. I tell people I don't have time. It's not that I don't have time, but I don't have time for the wrong thing, you know? So I got to make sure, especially for what we do, that we're constantly pouring out. You know, we really have to guard what we're pouring out. And like you said, you need to pray about, you know, the things that you're doing. So it was fun, but you know, hey, you guys stay thirsting for the Lord and his righteousness. We just trying to help y'all.
That's all we trying to do. We're trying to help y'all. Come on. We just...
That's it. Ain't nothing.
Nothing else. Listen, we appreciate our brother from Motown Gospel stopping by, our brother Gene Moore. If you have not heard his latest project, The Introspection, it's a 6-track EP where he's just, you know, he's pouring out his heart. He's very passionate about being transparent about his faith journey. And when I tell you, he's just smooth. You know, it's old. It's a lot of his music is like for the more mature old sound. I compared him to Sam Cooke in that Motown era. So I like it because it brings something different to gospel music. I think if we continue to keep putting out the same sound, you know, it doesn't show the, you know, the evolution of what gospel music has become. So I love the fact that, like I say, we can have artists like this on. Shouts out to Shantae Khan, we had on yesterday, even with her doing songs with PJ Morton. Like, it's just different sounds. We have variety over here. And she's kind of in more in the space of the jazzy, what I'm saying, space. But it's still faith-infused. That's why I call it faith-infused, because you can't deny, you know, the music like she put out, as well as, like I say, my brother today, Gene Moore. Yes, it's not going to say Jesus every other line. It's not going to be the traditional praise and worship. But I will argue this music is needed for a lot of people who need to hear something different, who may be trying to wean themselves off of some of the neo-soul and that R&B music that's causing them to sin and sleep around, compared to they can get this good feel in themselves and they feel good about themselves. They want to develop a better relationship with Christ. So shouts out to Eugene Moore for making this project. He's working on new music. He already talked about it. And I'm excited for where we are in gospel. So definitely shout out to Gene Moore. Listen, we got a report Dice. Come on. Brother and got sentenced to 10 years, huh?
Tory Lanez is sentenced to 10 years for shooting Megan Thee Stallion. Rapper Tory Lanez was sentenced to prison on Tuesday in Los Angeles County Superior Court for assaulting his fellow artist friend, Megan Thee Stallion. So last December, this man was found guilty. In July, they were leaving a party at Kylie Jenner's house. And he thought it was funny, you know, going back and forth with Megan, talking trash, talking about Dance, you know, calling her out her name, Dance. And then she got out of the car and kind of like in the movies, Focus, you know, he was just shooting around, playing around, and he shot her in the foot. And she had to undergo surgery. It was a big deal. You know, people didn't know who to believe. You know, they were like, is she telling the truth? Is he telling the truth? He tried to pay her some hush money, you know, but she continued on actually dancing and doing her thing. I don't know. We were watching it unfold and I was like, this is insane. But the man's going to jail and I hate it for him, but this is what happens. You know, listen, if you're going to have a weapon, we talk about guns every now and then, you have to be responsible with it. This is not something that, you know, you just play with. It is for your protection and your defense. And you have to respect, you got to respect that. You got to respect people too. So, you know, congratulations to Megan Thee for, you know, winning your case. And I'm sure it won't take away all the damage, you know. I'm talking about just the public damage, the nerve damage, the industry damage of this particular relationship. Because people do act funny in the industry, you know, when you snitch. I don't know if you know that.
Well, I wouldn't call it snitching. She got
you
shot.
You know what I'm saying?
So,
well, yeah, well, no, what I was what well, I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. Stuff, no, I'm stuff, with you. Stuff happens. Stuff happens, yeah. And people don't. They like, well, we can't say nothing because it's going to mess us, you know, us up in our careers. And yeah, well, it's true. But I ain't mad. No, I'm just saying, like, it's a good, it's, when I say snitch, I'm just saying, tell the truth, you know?
No, I'm
tell,
with you.
Tell it like it is, so.
It's only snitching when it ain't your loved one.
Oh, Lord.
As soon as it, no, seriously, people kill me with that. And I used to have that crab mentality.
Come on.
Because of the, it was called a street code. No.
Yeah, it's called street
code. It's dumb. Let's be very clear.
Yeah.
When you lose your loved one, you want justice for losing your loved one.
That's
who
true.
Shot my family?
That's
no,
true.
No. I'm pulling up on every trap that I know where I can get information. No. Stop
that's
it.
That's it.
And if I was still in that life and somebody pulled up on me, I would say something.
Yeah.
Because that's somebody's loved one. So yeah. You can't be that heartless in the streets to where you don't realize no, this affects people. Mm-hmm. And even with this Tory Lanez and Megan Thee Stallion situation, from if I remember correctly, they were kind of like dating or something. So like this, it wasn't like they were just out. Like if I'm not mistaken, they were in some type of relationship. So I just want to shout out to the ladies that this should be a good example. Don't be in these toxic relationships. I'm pretty sure maybe this was the first time he pulled a gun on her, maybe isn't, but I'm pretty sure it was some other things that he probably disrespected her in some form of fashion that she got to sign. So I'm not blaming nobody, but I'm saying let it be a lesson that sometimes we be in these toxic relationships just to make them work, and they ain't gonna work. Like, I think Tory has been shown who he was. I do. I don't think this is a behavior that one night he just did this. No. He been probably doing this to a lot of different women. Let's be very clear.
Well, this was the case, and y'all might not remember, but go ahead and study it on your own, because I ain't going to keep going over this. But this was around the George Floyd time. So that was a big part of this drama in the beginning, because Megan said she didn't feel comfortable telling the police that Lanez had shot her. So if you remember when it initially came out, it said she stepped on broken glass, because they wanted everything to go okay instead of a brother getting put into a police car with a weapon. So that's why I was like, this is kind of a weird one, you know? So, then she had to come back and change the story. So, you know, it is what it is. She testified. He got 10 years. He offered her $1 million to keep quiet. You can't give Megan $1 million. She make that in a night. So yeah, he gonna be going to prison. Well, maybe he'll get out early. Good behavior. I don't know.
Yeah, he probably will. We're praying for him though too, as well. I really pray that he gets everything he needs.
Tell
so
him
that
to call.
When he does come out, you know,
tell
he doesn't
he
doesn't
do
this, have this behavior anymore. Seriously, he can't keep going around and doing this to anybody, male or female. So I pray, yeah, hey, go sit down for a little bit, get what you need, get yourself together. So when you come back, I pray that he got some secure money. He should
have
well off
change. Yeah.
Right, where he should be able to keep his little piece of change. Mm-hmm. So yeah. But yeah, we'll definitely keep you guys up on the story, as it continues to fold, in case he appeals or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, whatever. So we'll keep y'all up on that, but we just want to report that. We got to get out of here, Kings and Queens. We're going to see y'all tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
When I tell y'all the winning prescription has been on another one, we will have DJ West Will joining us again tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So you definitely want to tap in for the winning prescription.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, all I know is these 10 bangers. We put out 10 songs each and every week. They're different in their own right. And we talk about it. We're going to talk about the different music, the different sounds we have in Christian hip hop, as well as urban gospel, right here each and every Friday. So tap in, tell somebody about the winning prescription.
Please,
we all the way up. We music heavy on Friday. All right. Let's get out of here, Dice. As always, remember to stay focused on turning your negative into a positive. Jesus Christ is always your answer. Kingdom advancement should always be the goal. The fix is in. We out.
Peace, y'all.